Now, the death of the musician Prince at age 57 has dominated the news for days after it happened, didn't it, last week? Social media was awash with tributes, their love for Prince, outpourings of grief, the majority of which for a person they didn't know and had never met. Why does so many, does the death of a celebrity feel like the death of a friend? Is it over the top? Or simply a love for someone who was incredibly talented? Earlier, I spoke to journalist Fionnuala Meredith and writer Emma Wolfe. I began by asking Fionnuala if it was over the top.
Some of it is. There's a lot of crazy hysteria around, for sure. But I do think there's also genuine feeling. I think especially when a musician dies that you kind of get this very strong reaction in people. And, you know, I'm thinking that that may be to do with the fact that music has a way of intertwining itself with our own lives. And, you know, we really associate it, especially when we're younger, like definitely when you're a teenager, there's music and there's songs that seem to be so intensely part of those really highly felt emotions of that time. So when the singer in question dies, I think you almost feel like you've lost a bit of your own life. So I think that could go some way towards explaining why people do feel so strongly about these things.
Emma?
Well, I agree with Fionnuala that definitely when we're grieving a public figure, we're often grieving something that they represented for us. But I also think that we need a bit of a reality check. I mean, I loved Prince as a teenager, but the other day, last week when he died, I found myself digging out albums of his that were covered in dust. Same thing with David Bowie. I absolutely loved them at the time. But what I feel is that maybe deaths like this, rather than expressing massive public grief for someone that we did not know, maybe we should think about the people who we do know in our own lives and value them a bit more and show them that we love them, tell them that we love them.
So that's a whole other issue, isn't it? I think the grief, I mean, I'm not even sure that's the right word, but if we're going to use it, the grief that you feel for a rock star dying or a musician is nothing like what people would feel about, you know, losing someone who's close to them. I think I don't think you can compare the two. I think it's a totally different thing. One of the really fascinating things about this whole situation to me is the way people look for meaning in it. Like, I wrote a Belfast Telegraph piece about this, and I mentioned that when Terry Wogan died, a person that I knew said to me, oh, David Bowie, Alan Rickman, and now Terry Wogan, these things always seem to come in threes, don't they? I thought, my God, that is one seriously weird remark to make. Because it's almost as though he thought there was some kind of cosmological plan that only applies to celebrities. You're going to get picked off three at a time. That is weird.
I was talking to an American on, I think it was Saturday or Sunday night, on Five Live. And they basically said to me that some 25 years ago, they were at a gig that Prince was at, and Prince nodded to them. And this American said that she has lived in heaven ever since.
Wow. This is what I'm saying. Prince knew that he was loved and adored and idolised. He sold 100 million albums. And I'm afraid that I think we should actually show the people that do know us, the people that are our friends, that we love them.
Prince, but what's that going to do with Prince or David Bowie or anyone? I mean, I don't understand how you can draw a comparison.
Sorry, I'm talking about the public reaction. And grief isn't even the right word. It's more like shock.
Yeah, I agree.
People. Yeah, okay. These people just bumble along in our lives and we just assume they're always going to be there because they're public figures. It's not grief, because we don't feel grief for any of us that have ever lost anyone that we loved. It's a completely different thing. Whereas with Prince, as sad as I felt and as much as I loved his music, it didn't affect me the next day. It doesn't go on sort of affecting you in the way that losing someone close to you does.
Of course, but I don't believe in telling people how they should run their emotional lives and who they should grieve for. I think that's a very individual decision. I think, you know, dictating that, you know, we should feel a certain kind of grief for somebody who's close to us and not another kind of grief for someone we don't know but we felt some kind of connection with on an emotional level, you know, it's up to people themselves how they want to react to whatever life throws at them.
It brings us in, if we take this away from grieving about celebrities, it brings us into the whole world of celebrity in itself again, doesn't it? And how we react to people just because they're on TV, just because we see pictures of them in newspapers and magazines. You know, if I take this right down to, you know, My friends call me a minor local celebrity nobody, right? So if you take this right, pare this right down to me on a local basis, you know, people want selfies of me. And I sometimes think, why? And the only reason is I'm on television.
Yeah, Stephen,
and they're not going to do anything with those photographs. And it's quite flattering, to be honest, and it's a pleasure to do it. But I do say to them every time, why would you want a photograph of me? And there's just something about celebrity that I think confuses people's logic. Does that make sense?
There is. Stephen, I was previewing a play the other night at the National Theatre, and a famous black actor, who I won't name, who's rumoured to be playing the next James Bond, famous black actor walked in. And I'm telling you, the atmosphere just changed. Everyone was pretending not to stare. Everyone, why? Why does it matter? You were there to see the play. I think that the celebrity thing, it's about the grief and the excitement over people and the gossip. It unites us all. It unites us in a way that we've always needed, we've always wanted. Like look at the outpouring of grief for Diana. It's uniting us in a world where we're all quite separate and lonely and sort of, you know, disassociated, disconnected.
Is there still a magic in this day and age, Emma, taking this away from celebrities who are dying? Is there still a magic in terms of the public's mind towards people who happen to be on television, or has social media broken that all down and nobody gives a stuff anymore?
Yeah, there is. I mean, I've done, you know, a bit of TV on Super Size versus Super Skinny. And I'm telling you, my boyfriend said to me, oh, you'll get loads of followers on Twitter. The first night Super Size went out, I woke up the next morning and I had thousands more followers. And I'm sorry, that is just from telly. You know what it's like. You just do, just because your face is on the telly, people think, oh.
I just think there's something about fame that kind of addles people's brains. I do think there is that element that it's just like fame for fame's sake. And maybe it appeals to some kind of inner five-year-old in all of us that, you know, just is fascinated by the idea of people on a sort of somehow a different plane to the rest of us. And of course, what you do forget is that all these celebrities, Prince, Bowie, whoever, I mean, they kind of brush their teeth, they watch the news, they drank coffee, you know, they did all the ordinary things we do. So maybe it's something, some kind of leap of imagination that takes us outside our own 30 dull lives, as they may be or not, and takes us to some other level of imagination that we can connect with. And maybe that's no bad thing.
Okay. Fionnuala, Emma, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.